I like fishes because they're so delicious. Delicious fishes.
All right, go ahead and do the spoiler and cursing thing, and then we can jump into the episode.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the spoiler and cursing thing. What that means is there's going to be spoilers and there's going to be curse words in this podcast.
The funny thing is, that's the terminology we just gave it.
You want a picture of my feet?
No.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm positive.
I can give you a picture of my feet.
No, I'm good.
So, welcome to another episode of We're Waiting for You. This is Devo and Star is sitting to my right.
Virtually, hello.
You are because I'm turned to the left.
I literally, when you sit to the right, I turn to my left. Like if you were sitting there like a fucking moron.
This episode will be about Penguin, episode 5. We are now past the midway point of the
Yes.
show.
It's funny you say midway point because this episode, just to get out of the way already, this episode felt like, hey, here's like a kind of like middle ground. Like it wasn't as crazy as the last episode, right? But it was like, all right, we just set up everything for the final four episodes. And I was like, this feels like a setup for what is about to come to just wrap everything up.
Yes, and the pacing again, extraordinary. I
Yes.
mean, we went right ahead, didn't we? We don't, this show doesn't really dick around with the previous episode.
Not at all. I mean, this was just really wrapping up all what's transpired up to this point, and just to set it up for, like I said, the final episode's coming up. So they did this really well.
Yeah, and it's d very different from other HBO shows. Other HBO shows would they would have a major moment, and then they would have like a reflection episode, like kind of like, hey, let's cool down. That was crazy. We're gonna get back to like, setting up the next crazy thing, but we're not gonna go crazy again. This show just gets crazy right away. We
Yeah.
just had a massive episode, and what do? They have another massive episode.
Yeah, and we got into even more crazy shit as well in this episode, which you wouldn't think, like, how do you top that? But they found a way to top it, but also as well as start wrapping up all these loose ends.
Yeah, really aggressive, really quick at the beginning. A little bit of how the world's reacting to the murder of the Falcone family, the entire family.
Yeah.
But start right off with Penguin trying to get he has to get leverage back with the Maronis. So what better way than to kidnap the Maronis' kid? Really, this guy, we talked about this, he's cocksure, he's very aggressive, he's very confident. That takes some confidence to kidnap the kid and then go right into the prison and be like, hey, I got your kid.
That was actually like the huge sack on this guy to do that. But what made me laugh about that once when he was explaining to the Maronis that like, I have your kid. They were like, "You captured our son. We have a code." What the fuck are you talking about? This guy almost stabbed Oz in the chest, almost shot him, and you guys are at war. What code? Throw that fucking bullshit out the window. You're just upset that he got caught.
Yeah, and I think that there's this code, supposedly there's a code among these mob bosses, but we just got over seeing Mr. Falcone was actually a serial killer the whole time. What was the code behind that, right?
Unbelievable, bro.
Yeah, another cool thing that we got was in that scene with the police showing up to the Falcone Manor, was we get the police chief from the Batman.
Yes. Yes, we
A
did.
big crossover moment, which I've been really waiting for. I'm wondering who we talked about in the very first episode. When were we going to get our first big crossover from the Batman? And we get it in the form of the police chief. I wonder how much of that is from the canceled Gotham show, if this was more tie-ins to what the show was going to be, but it really excited me when I saw him, and I love him as an actor too.
Oh, he's an incredible actor. Yeah, and I love the fact that he had this whole interaction with Sophia, and I love how she bounced back and says, "What? Are you upset that you're not getting your pay or your back end or whatever?" I was like, "Oh, what a way to stick it to him. Fuck him."
Oh yeah. And you get Sophia really becoming Sophia, as she is now going to be going by Gigante, no longer going to be Falcone. And this is a sad moment for me, as I was really looking forward to Johnny Vitti and the actor that plays Johnny Vitti being in the show a lot longer. Yeah, that didn't last very long.
No, see, you know what's funny? I literally wrote down on my note, Johnny is back, because we see a whole segment in this where she spared him from the last episode, right? And it was just to get the untraceable cash. And then obviously she wasn't gonna let him live until he kind of had this whole talk point with her and she changed her mind. I was like, oh shit, Johnny's back in the picture. This is how they keep him in now. And I put on my notes, Johnny is back. Or when she popped him in the head, I literally put next to my notes, well, that was short-lived.
I like, on paper, yes, it makes sense to kill Johnny Vitti right away, but as an actor, the casting wise, I was shocked. And they actually
Yes.
went into it in the post episode little thing where the actor said, "I think I should have been around a little bit longer." Like the actor himself, like
Yeah,
joking
yeah,
around,
yeah.
like he was very upset to be killed so soon.
Bro, it's crazy as well. You were just released from being fucking in a bondage situation, and she's here giving this entire speech. Where did you think this was gonna go? Just shut up, accept it, and maybe you would have survived a little longer. But he had to open up his mouth and
He did,
interrupt her
yeah.
twice, and well, he got a bullet in the back of the head.
Yeah, but like we just had the previous episode, she saved him by opening the window, and then the very next episode, she blows his head off.
He's
It was
such a.
just such,
Oh my
yeah.
God. Like, your stupidity is phenomenally just incredible to watch. What a moron. Johnny fucking
Yeah,
Vitti.
and you had immediately followed by more stupidity, which was Mrs. Maroney
Yes.
and the kid, the exchange scene that Salvatore apparently wanted to arrange, what's it called, double crossing the Penguin in the exchange between the mushrooms and his child. And he sends his wife there to be there, to be the one that's going to handle the, hey, you're going to be the one that kills Penguin. And it goes bad in a really, really bad way, because you get to see a mother and child burn alive.
Bro, let me tell you, like, yeah, both sides should have known we're gonna double cross each other here. You know, it's like one of those things. That's an unspoken rule right there. Well, we're gonna double cross you. Well, we're gonna double cross you. All right, well, let the best one win. But when I saw him, I didn't get the old wet part at first. But as soon as she grabbed him and you saw how the water, I said, what is that? Is that like, and I was like, oh no, like. What I gotta, I'm sorry, but what a beautiful scene for them to be burned like that. I was all for like, yes, this is phenomenal. And you saw it in his eyes. And even in the post credit, they talked about it, but you saw it in Oz's eyes, like he was enjoying it.
Oh yeah. Oh, I mean that was that they brought that up in the post episode analysis too. They said this is the first time you get to see the Penguin really enjoying what he's doing. That he's got a sociopath to him, a sociopathic mind to him. And it's true, he did really enjoy that. Just, it's so shocking on screen. You kind of had to watch it three times because, as an audience member, you're sitting there, you're dealing with so many major events happening one after another after another. And you're not really taking in what is. That's the one thing I kind of, I understand it's a big moment in the show, but, some of these deaths were
It's
just, they're
crazy.
happening. Well, it's crazy, but they're happening really quickly, right? Is it just me? Like
Well,
the
yes,
actual
but
scene is like really quick. Not a lot of preparation.
yes, and I think that's by design, right? Like, obviously, they have more to their story, but it's also just very well done how they did it.
Oh yeah. And I just felt like And you watch it again, you see the penguin's face, or you see Johnny Feedy getting clapped, and you see the men. Like, I wanted to go back and watch it to see the men's reaction, all the men in the room's reaction to her killing Johnny Vitti.
They were shocked. They were shocked. But you know what? You know how, going back to how you're saying, like, the scenes are so quick. They did it so well. Like, when they shot Johnny Vitti, like, the guy was like, they quickly moved it forward by the guy going to grab the money, and he goes, Miss Gelante, and she's like tells him, yeah, go ahead. And then all the guys start grabbing the money. Like, it pulls you away now. Like, oh, Johnny just got shot. That was fucking crazy. Now, like, oh shit, now they're all in with her now because they're accepting the money. Same thing with the double cross. You see, they played a little bit where their mother and the son got burned alive, and the penguin is, they show his face. But then what's the next scene? The smoke comes down, that fire extinguisher. And by the way, that was a cool image how they had of him from underneath.
Oh yeah,
That was fucking cool.
it kind of looked like snow, and he's a penguin, so he's from ice. It looked really cool.
I wasn't even getting that, but it just looked like he was fucking cool. But they
Yeah.
moved the scene along by, now the smoke comes out and he's worried about the mushrooms. You're like, oh shit, the mushrooms, like, is that part gonna destroy it? But just so very well done in how they move it along.
Yeah, and obviously that is something that. Even as brilliant as he is at planning all these things to and how they're gonna go, that definitely didn't go according to plan, was losing on a lot of the mushrooms.
Jesus, yeah, absolutely.
I thought he was a little aggressive, like, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, I understand, like, he's grabbing the mushrooms and like crumpling them up, but like, is he really that? And like, it didn't seem like he knew that much about the whole plant beforehand.
Yeah, I know, I'm
He
in agreeance.
made that decision really quickly. He made that decision really quickly just to start ripping the fucking things apart.
I know, I agree. I remember the episode, they said, don't touch it, right? Because the hallucinogenic part of it. So when he
Yeah.
starts grabbing them now, I was like, what are you doing? You don't, how does he know that these are already gone? You can try to explain it to me, like, oh yeah, rationalize it, but I'm like, no. If it was like pure all white or all black, or they were already crumpled right when he goes to grab the bucket, they're all like turning into dust, I would have been like, oh okay, so they're turning into dust, whatever. They're making it seem very quick right now with that. I was like, whatever about that part.
And don't get me wrong, I mean, it goes along with the pacing of the show that we've already seen, is that they really don't meander very far. They're gonna tell you, this is what's gonna happen, here is it happening, and now move the fuck on, because we got next thing. The pacing of the show, it's just
Yeah.
move the fuck forward. That we're not gonna revisit this. We're not gonna have, like, he's gonna, hey, I need to call in a horticulturalist to come in here and see if the fucking mushrooms can come back. No, move the fuck on.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
You know what's crazy is we did skip over one part here is Dr. Julian. His
Oh,
true
yeah.
side comes out, and I was like, holy shit, this is what I want to see. And I was hoping he was going to get a nickname or something. Maybe we'll see it in the next episode, but oh man, when he says he wants to be a part of it, I was like, oh shit.
He really does want to shoot his shot.
I'm more than one way, especially with Sophia.
And I can't blame him. I mean, he sees a point to move up in the world. I'm sure his career didn't take a very good with how corrupt Gotham is, when he stepped out of Arkham, his career probably went down the shitter too, because no one wanted to trust him after he showed a little bit of morality.
Well, you
That
got
doesn't
blacklisted,
morality
right?
doesn't get
So.
Yeah, exactly. So you kind of see that motive. Someone else that I would like to see, when we talk about everybody meeting their ends violently and quickly, I'm done with the mom thing.
Oh my
She can.
God, Devo. Yes. Bro, I wrote in my notes of the section, did not like, and I put, oh, crazy lady. And now, old crazy lady with the hardcore guy just ruins it for me. Like, this whole, like, oh, you're scared of him? And she's just like walking slow. And to me, she's throwing off the pace of the show, and it's pissing me off.
Yeah, I'm gonna be very happy when she gets killed, because I'm pretty sure she's not making it through the show. I think we're pretty certain about that.
Yeah, I'm 99.9% sure she's not gonna make it through all this.
I'm not gonna be probably addressing much more of that, because I'm just not interested in it. And it's, in my opinion, This show doesn't have many low points. That is the lowest of the low points
Yes,
of the show.
that is one of the lowest points. Like, I understand they're trying to find a way to kind of anchor Oz a weakness, right? One is a weakness, and two is to his human side of it. But it's like this old lady, and Vic is trying to move her along in the streets, right? And she's like, "Oh, who's that?" And she's taking her time. And I was like, I wanted to fast forward, but I'm like, "No, I'm gonna watch this. I'm gonna watch this." And when I watched the show the second time, I fast forwarded. I was like, "I am not with this. This to me, this is like you said, a low point, but also like it's frustrating. I understand they're trying to set something here, but I'm like, no, I'm not with it. It's very frustrating."
Yeah, I'm that is my moment where if I have something to look at on my phone, like if I need to send a message, as soon as her scenes start, that's kind of when I'm starting to send messages. I'm just picking up my phone, I'm gonna check out Twitter, I'm gonna see what's going on. My notes section is very small for her scenes. And the sooner we can get past that, the better.
Oh, absolutely. I 100% in agreement with you. And staying on the subject of what I didn't like, the Higos finds these trolleys, right? And I like that. I like that. Motherfucker found a working generator with power in it. And they just had a flood not too long ago. I was like, oh my God, that fucking generator
Yeah,
still works.
maybe I could think maybe that generator was brought in after the flood for the work down there. Like they,
Guess.
but then again, like it's supposed to be abandoned. Like why would they be down there working?
I just found it all hilarious. I was like, oh my God, that was just what sheer luck. I
Maybe
mean,
the and like I said, maybe they'll explain in the next episode whose generator it is or what that was.
I guess. I mean, they could have
I don't
just
know.
not even have a generator. They could have just like he found the light switch while he was with his flashlight, because some of these old city locations like that, especially for trolleys and trains, like in New York, they still have power. They just turn off that section. It's all a switch, right? I would have found that more realistic than him fucking cranking up a generator that still had power in it or gas.
Yeah, there has to be some kind of explanation about what that was, but maybe they won't. Maybe they'll just pace it out. Did you watch the teaser from the previous episode about that scene?
The teaser from the previous episode or for the next episode, you mean?
The teaser from episode 4 about that scene.
I don't recall it, but I did see it.
Okay, so one of the scenes it showed was a guy on a motorcycle riding through those tunnels. And everyone got super fucking excited because in the Batman, that's how Bruce Wayne travels around. He's on a motorcycle traveling through those tunnels. So they showed that scene in the teaser for this episode was an individual on a dirt bike or motorcycle. But then they didn't show any of that in this episode. So it's for a future episode, we're going to see a motorcycle going through the tunnel that looks very, very, very much like Bruce Wayne. And then
Gotcha.
at the end of this episode, the teaser for episode 6, they showed Oz in that area surrounded by motorcycles. So that's how Oz is going to be once he has the mushroom operation going. I'm assuming they're going to be using motorcycles to quickly accelerate the mushroom juice. I don't know. We don't have a term for it yet, right? Just mushroom juice.
Hey, I guess.
It's not milk because mushrooms don't have a nipple, so I guess it's mushroom juice, right? Yeah, we're gonna be
That's
sending the
funny.
mushroom juice through the tunnels. I was gonna say, I think that's a brutal tease of us, for us, that they showed that scene of a man, black suit, black leather, not black suit, but I mean black get up, with a black helmet on, roaring through the tunnels on a motorcycle, just like Bruce Wayne, and next episode, we find out that that's just Oz using his minions to get the drugs around the tunnel. Really pulled some strings there. Really pulled some strings. I wonder if that was pre-planned, if in case the show wasn't doing well. The show's doing amazing. The ratings for the show are through the fucking roof. So they don't need to tease Batman right now. But just in case anyone else wasn't watching by now, I'm pretty sure they are now.
I think it was just to get a reaction that they wanted. I don't think they were planning on bringing Batman in it. If they do, it'll be in the last episode, right? And it will
Yeah,
be for this, and it will be for the sense of just tying it in and maybe have that same scene in the movie. But I know what you were saying, like, hey, maybe if the show wasn't doing well, they'll bring him in at some point to help the ratings. But I don't think that was ever thought like
No,
that.
I don't think they bring him in to help the ratings. I'm saying they teased him to help the ratings. Like they would have pushed that. Like if the show wasn't doing well, they would tease that a little harder. Like they would not that it would actually be the Batman. Just like, hey, next episode, look, we got a guy on a motorcycle that looks like Batman.
Yeah,
And they
that,
would have
yeah.
really pushed it along, you know what I mean? And they did a good job of just teasing it just a little bit. And because if you go back onto social media, when that teaser dropped, I think that was on Wednesday when that teaser dropped between episode 4 and episode 5, Twitter was fucking nuts.
Yeah, and
Everybody was convinced that was the Batman.
no, people need to relax, and I'm glad they're not showing Batman. I'm glad they're not showing like all the main stars, like Alfred or even Catwoman. We don't need that in the show. The show should not have that. The show should be able to stand on its own legs, show it in the last episode, kind of a tie-in. Like if they were to show me like how everything leaves off where, for example, the Penguin just did phenomenal and he's taking everything over, and he leaves his underground trolley place as the now the where the drugs are coming from. And then we get an end clip of just Boots walking, and then the camera pans up, and it's now we see a cape, and at that point I'll be like, oh shit, Batman, and he just walks forward and then cuts there. Then we're like, oh, we're gonna get this in the movie, type of deal. But I don't want a scene with Batman in this, and the reason I don't want it is because I want this show to succeed without him, in a sense of they have so much they can utilize here.
Yes. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, don't get me wrong. I would love it. I would love the crossover. But we are also post Penguin knowing the Batman too. So it wouldn't be crazy if the Penguin mentions like, hey, we're going to be becoming the crime lords of this city. If my plan goes through, I'm going to be the crime lord of this city, and you guys are going to be my henchmen of the largest criminal organization in Gotham. So you know he plans everything out so well. You know, in the back of his head, he thinks about Batman because Batman's already fucked him up a few times. It's already happened.
Yeah, but I'm sure he's yes, and I get what you're saying.
If it was something like, when are they going to introduce the Batman? Because he hasn't interacted with him yet. But this is very much, he already has. Batman fucked him up, flipped him over in his car, blew everything, blew the whole fucking interstate up, and then tortured him a little bit. And the Penguin found out that Batman doesn't know Spanish. Great scene.
Well,
But
I was gonna say that was like he did fuck up Batman with his Spanish, so
La Rata.
oh my God, where did you guys learn your Spanish from? It's not La Rata.
But I like I said, I'm super excited. I think this shows we get 3 more episodes left, 6, 7, and 8, and it's gonna be, I think it's gonna be an amazing ending.
Yeah.
I'm really excited.
And you can tell the next one is it seems like it's Oz setting up his new area, right? Of operation, connecting with all the other families or leftover families, making this work. And we're probably gonna get a couple scenes with Maroni, Salvatore Maroni, and Sophia planning their next steps. And I think episode 7, all hell's breaks loose. All out war type of deal. And then 8 is kind of that wrap up and that closure to the show.
It could be, but that 7 and 8 thing, the HBO does that a lot. But if they were coming back for a season 2, I could see 7 being the peak and then 8 being the wrap up. But with their mini series stuff like True Detective, they save everything for the final episode. So they could just do the 7 could actually be the slow episode, and then 8 could be the bomb. 8P could be the massive one.
But I see them
But
doing
we'll.
the next episode as the slowest episode.
It might be. It might be. We'll find out though.
Yeah.
And you will too if you listen to this podcast.
You should be listening to this podcast,
I know.
Reyna.
Hey, I'm getting a lot of action.
Max.
Just telling you. There's some other ones out there.
Chris.
Hope
All three.
Creature's listening to the episode while he's on vacation in Thailand.
And I was about to say in Thailand. I cannot wait to see what occurs in this show that leads to the movie. Because holy shit, damn, the director, the executive producers, and I know already we already praised them in the last episode, but they deserve so much here because holy shit, this was a really good episode.
Yeah, no, I'm really looking forward to see how they wrap this up. Yeah, I think that was good.
Yeah, with that, can't wait to do the next episode, which will be episode 6, which releases on Sunday. Yeah, we'll see you next week. Thank you for
We'll see you
joining
next week.
us.
Have yeah. Thanks for listening and watch the penguin. And whenever you see a penguin message board, say the guys from We're Waiting For You podcast, and then their Twitter account is at WW4UPOD. Say they were the ones that turned you on to the show.
And
That's what I say.
I say this, if you really want to piss off Devo, get in a Twitter battle with him. Piss him off. Leave a comment. Tell him how wrong he is so he can tell you how wrong you are.
Send me pictures of yourself.
Of
That'll
your
make me
calves.
angry. Yeah.
Anyways, thank you for joining us on this episode. We can't wait to have you back on the next one. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.
Have a good night.